According to the Texas State Library and Archives, the Texas Declaration of Independence was preceded by the Declaration of November 7, 1835, which announced that the Texan War against Mexico principally intended to restore the Mexican Constitution of 1824, which Santa Anna had abrogated, and achieve separate statehood for Texas under Mexico. They had hoped to attract popular support for the cause from other Mexican states. By the time of the Convention of 1836 meeting at Washington on the Brazos, such was no longer acceptable, and they formed a committee to draft a Declaration of Independence. A free and independent Republic of Texas was officially declared March 2, 1836, when the 54 delegates, each representing one of the settlements in Texas, approved the Texas Declaration of Independence, and these words make up its last paragraph. "We, therefore, the delegates with plenary powers of the people of Texas, in solemn convention assembled, appealing to a candid world for the necessities of our condition, do hereby resolve and declare that our political connection with the Mexican nation has forever ended, and that the people of Texas do now constitute a free, sovereign, and independent republic, and are fully invested with all the rights and attributes which properly belong to independent nations. And conscious of the rectitude of our intentions, we fearlessly and confidently commit the issue to the decision of the supreme arbiter of the destinies of nations." And indeed, God did smile upon them and us. Happy Texas Independence Day to all. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratton, Texas.